From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Kremlin spokesman expressed concern Thursday about the arrival of U.S. soldiers and tanks in Poland. He said the arrival of U.S. forces is a threat to Russian security. The first contingent of U.S. soldiers arrived in Poland from Germany Thursday. Eventually, the U.S. plans to station more than 3,000 soldiers in Poland. The mission, dubbed the Atlantic Resolve, will see troops, tanks, and military vehicles rotate between Poland and several other nearby NATO countries, including Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Bulgaria, and Hungary. Former Secretary General of the United Nations Ban Ki-moon arrived back in South Korea Thursday amid mounting expectations that he will run for president. Ban was greeted by crowds of supporters at Incheon Airport near Seoul. When asked about entering the race for president, he would not commit to doing so, but did indicate he is leaning in that direction. United Nations head Antonio Guterres joined leaders from several European countries in Geneva Thursday to try to resolve the decades-long political crisis in Cyprus. Guterres, along with the representatives from Cyprus, Greece, Turkey, and Britain, gathered in an effort to hammer out an accord that would create a united two-zone federation. The United States military released details Thursday about a joint operation in Afghanistan last November that resulted in the death of 33 civilians. Residents and Taliban insurgents say the attack on the village of Bose in Kunduz province flattened dozens of houses. In addition to the deaths, 27 people were wounded. This is VOA News.